Egypt, street protests challenge Trump's favorite dictator David Johnson. Street protests in Cairo and several other Egyptian cities broke out on 20 and the 21st of September. Although only involving dozens or a few hundred, at first, they grew in numbers and spread to other cities. Protesters chanted, "The people want to topple the regime and leave, President Sisi." Tear gas, rubber bullets and live ammunition were fired. Over 2,000 were arrested in the following week. Those arrested were mostly young people, many too young to have taken part in the 2011 Arab Spring uprising that overthrew President Mubarak, or to have experienced the same demoralization later felt by many activists from that time. Lawyers defending arrested demonstrators, journalists reporting on the protests, and some political opponents of the regime have also been arrested. There were further street protests in several cities on the 27th of September. However, these were mostly smaller as the police and security forces mounted a massive operation to stop people gathering. On the same day, a large pro-Sisi rally was organized in Cairo. Many public sector employees were ordered to attend, and there were reports of villages busing in residents who were awarded with free food. These are the first protests on a national scale since 2013, when the military and President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi took power. Demonstrations are banned with severe penalties of arrest, imprisonment, and torture. Trump has called Sisi his favorite dictator. Most Egyptian daily newspapers did not mention the protests. Some foreign news websites and some social media services were blocked. An unlikely instigator, the initial call to demonstrate came from an unlikely source. Mohamed Ali, a former actor, Ferrari driving owner of a building contractor business and now living in Spain, released daily videos during the previous 2 weeks accusing Sisi and his cronies of corruption. Public money was used, Ali said, to build themselves luxury palaces, seven-star hotels and holiday villas. As the building contractor on several of these projects, Ali was a credible witness. After the viral spread of Ali's videos, Sisi felt compelled to respond. He addressed the accusations at the 8th National Youth Conference, which was hurriedly called just 44 days after the 7th conference. Sisi did not deny the construction of palaces and holiday villas, claiming they were not for his family and ministers, but for the benefit of Egypt. Other videos then came out on social media adding new allegations to Ali's. These struck a chord with Egyptians struggling to make ends meet. "Now we come to the presidential palaces," posted a fitness instructor on Facebook, watched 2.6 million times. "Believe me, this hurt all of us. We're all barely getting by. We're a mess. So when we hear about the presidential palaces you're building, and your answer is I'll still build more. Who said that modern states are judged by their ability to build luxurious presidential palaces? Why are they being built? Even if they aren't for you, these serve one individual, and we have so many people that we need to serve. So tell me, why are they being built? Why are you provoking us?" Over the past 3 years, the government has implemented an austerity program agreed with the International Monetary Fund in return for a $12 billion loan. Value-added tax has been introduced, subsidies on electricity and fuel cut, and the currency devalued, all sharply raising the cost of living. The economy's annual growth rate has increased to 5.5%, the highest since 2010, and unemployment has fallen. Morgan Stanley economists described Egypt as the best reform story in the Middle East. But 32.5% were still living on less than $1.40 a day in 2018, up from 27.8% in 2015. There are signs the economy is now slowing again, with non-oil foreign investment falling to its lowest level for 5 years in the first quarter of 2019. Dire conditions, the harsh punishments for workers protesting against low pay and poor working conditions, who are branded terrorists by the regime, have mostly stopped workplace struggles from developing. But just 2 weeks before the street protests broke out, there was a 3-day strike and sit-in at the Uglu factory in Ismailia for not receiving an annual pay rise. 6 workers were jailed for 15 days. Economic pressures against a background of slowing world trade are taking the shine off CIS's promises that political stability, the IMF loan and construction of large infrastructure projects would transform the lives of Egyptians. The beginnings of disagreements and splits within the military-based regime are emerging. There was initial hesitation over how to handle the street protests before a crackdown was launched. This may reflect a mood among more junior officers and ranks of the security and armed forces who are also hit by rising prices. Workers and youth will gain in confidence as protests continue to spread. However, they need their own organizations and democratically elected leaders, not a disgruntled wealthy businessman like Mohamed Ali. Rebuilding trade union and community and youth organizations is necessary. That is a difficult and dangerous task, but may become a little less risky with the regime under growing pressure. Nearly 9 years after Mubarak's downfall, the lessons of that uprising need to be drawn. A mass working class movement is more powerful than any dictatorship when it leads the youth, the poor and middle classes into action. But to win power and start to transform society, a workers' party with a revolutionary socialist program needs to be built. Linking demands for jobs with decent pay, housing, health and education for all with a democratic program, including trade union rights, requires the banks, big companies and land estates be taken out of the hands of big business, generals, and admirals, nationalized and placed under democratic workers' control. The mass protests in neighboring countries, including recent revolutionary upsurges in Sudan and Algeria, and the rejection of all the establishment presidential candidates in Tunisia, show the potential for building a movement fighting for a socialist federation across North Africa.